From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States and Russia announced a plan to halt 5 years of war in Syria and for the two countries to cooperate on the fight against terror groups within Syria. After marathon negotiations with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown.
And so this is a new equation. And we believe that this new equation offers an opportunity, again, not a certainty, an opportunity for people to be able to find a peaceful solution, because we don't believe there is a military solution.
Mr. Lavrov said he informed the Syrian government about the ceasefire arrangements, and Bashar al-Assad's government is ready to abide by them. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear tests and says it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. In Washington, President Obama condemned the nuclear tests, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, said the test was nothing short of nuclear blackmail.
It creates a real window of opportunity, which all...
That was obviously not Ms. Power. China, meantime, responds to news of the test by saying it firmly opposes such action by Pyongyang. Meanwhile, China has started emergency measures to monitor radiation and environmental pollution from the tests. A boiler exploded at a packaging plant near Bangladesh capital Saturday, killing at least 22 people, injuring dozens more. The blast triggered a fire at the factory outside Dhaka that produces and prints plastic packaging for potato chips and other household goods. The deadly blast continued to be under an investigation. This is VOA News. Two bomb blasts outside a shopping mall in Baghdad have killed at least 12 people and wounded dozens of others. Iraqi security officials say at least one of the explosions that struck just before midnight Friday was caused by a suicide bomber. Islamic State has been blamed for the attack. Iran has begun building its second nuclear power plant with the help of Russia. The new plant is in the same southern port city where its only operational nuclear power plant is now located. The plant is expected to be completed in 10 years. Al-Qaeda is calling on Muslims to join the terror group's fight against the United States as it marks the 15th anniversary, the deadly September 11, 2001 attacks. In a video released on the internet, Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri said the 9/11 attacks returned the balance between Islam and its enemies. U.S. intelligence officials said they were aware of the video, though at least one official sought to downplay the significance. At the U.S. House of Representatives, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan led members in remembering the so-called 9/11 attacks.
We are not here to relive that tragedy. We are here to remember it and to honor its memory. None of us would ever choose to go through that day again, but all of us must choose what it is we take away from it.
U.S. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. Sunday marks the anniversary of the September 11th attacks. President Obama said on Saturday in his weekly address, the day was one of the darkest in our nation's history. Mr. Obama said terrorists will never be able to defeat the United States. On Sunday, the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he'll speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed 15 years ago. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he is not convinced Moscow is trying to manipulate the U.S. elections through cyber attacks. In an interview aired on Russian-controlled TV, Trump said it's pretty unlikely the Kremlin is involved in hacking the Democratic National Committee. Meanwhile, the Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton says half of Trump's supporters belong in a basket of deplorables. Speaking in New York, she described those supporters as racist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. Her words. The election in the United States for the next president is set some 58 days away. For details on these stories, much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.